27, no turning back. Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. Oh, the cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, amen. No turning back. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back, oh my, I won't turn back. I have started for the kingdom. Oh, I have started for the kingdom. I have started for the kingdom. Oh, yes, I won't turn back. Amen. I won't turn back. Though none go with me, still will I follow. Oh, though none go with me, still will I follow. Though none go with me, still will I follow. No turning back, no turning back. Have you decided? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Amen. You made up your mind. You won't turn back. Praise the Lord. Tests and trials, they get hard. But praise God, we're not turning back. Amen. Brother Bob, you want to help us out? And while he's coming, I don't know who had a special. I didn't look at the list. Gotcha. Christine, you can come on up. While she comes up, we'll sing that again. I have decided to follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Child of God. from my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through
Praise the Lord.
Amen. If you're no longer slaves, let's go ahead and stand on our feet. Amen. No longer a slave to fear. We are children of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we are soldiers and we're going to march on to Zion by the grace of the Lord.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. And let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but the children of the heavenly King, the children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching marching upward to Zion, beautiful city of God. The hills of Zion yields a thousand sacred trees. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. You believe that? Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Once more, oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, yes, my. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. What's that name? Oh, yes, and Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High, Most High. And Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is, oh yes, a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is, yes, a strong tower. My, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Amen. You ready for the word tonight? Let's sing it. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus. Amen. Our brother can come on out. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, Most High. And Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous. just run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is, oh yes, a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is, what is it? A strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Glory.
Amen. Why don't we give the Lord a clap of praise this afternoon? Amen. What a great thing it is to know, amen, that we have a place of refuge in this hour. Amen. In the time of, in your time of need, you got a place that you can turn to. And hide yourself under the rock of ages. from not just physical rain. I mean, he could shelter you from physical rain, but also, amen, spiritual rain that's fallen out there. Spiritual acid rain that's fallen out there. Amen. He can shelter us from that. So we just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate each and every one of you coming out. And thank you all for your prayers this past weekend. We were in Orlando ministering there. They had some special meetings. They're trying to, Brother Stacy Goodbread, who is a pastor there, is trying to work with some of the Latin groups there. And they were trying to put the meetings there so that it's going to be a yearly thing. And just kind of just bring all the Latin churches in the area. Some people from Texas came over. And we had, maybe about 200, maybe. About 200 there from different parts of Florida and Texas. Some came flying in. And it's throughout the years, there's been just a lot of hurt and a lot of things that have taken place in some of the Latin churches there in Florida. People leaving the message, splits, all kinds of things. And so Brother Stacy Goodbread really felt, he said they've thought about doing this for the longest time, and finally they executed Amen. This year. So Brother George Smith was there as well. Brother Fabian Palma from Chile, who's preached here before, was there, and some other brothers were there, and we were able to minister to them on Saturday morning. And, of course, I interpreted the rest of the time. Amen. Got to interpret for Brother George Smith for the first time, so I was interpreting for the interpreter. Yeah, Brother George Smith is a good interpreter, so that was a highlight of mine. So Amen. We just appreciate your prayers, and thank you all for thinking about us. Just continue to remember Brother Dale in your prayers, and the Lord would continue to strengthen his body. Amen. Amen. Let's just go ahead and turn to the Word this evening, and let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. I'm not planning on keeping you all too long this evening. We're just going to, I guess, maybe do a little Sunday school lesson. Talk about our position in Christ. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to title this, The Revelation of Jesus Christ Reveals You in the Body. Amen. Amen. And it's interesting because when you read these scriptures, amen, think about who is Jesus Christ in this hour?
Amen. Sorry,
amen. Praise the Lord. It's Christ in Amen. You. Amen. This is what the Word says. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's right,
amen. So Christ can't manifest himself if he doesn't have arms, your arms to use,
Amen.
Your hands to
Amen.
Use, your feet to use. Amen. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we undermine our position in Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Sometimes we look down on ourselves and think, I can't. Amen. But he wants us to be, because we are heirs and co-heirs.
Yes,
amen.
Right, amen.
We are joint heirs with him.
Amen.
So whatever he has, I have.
Yes, right.
Whatever he obtained, I obtained. Everything is his, is mine.
Yep. Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I believe that with all my heart. So let's read Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Think about this. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto you as well.
Amen.
to show unto his servants things which must come to pass. I mean, hasn't he done that in
Amen.
This our day?
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So think about it as it's not just for him. It's for us as
Amen.
Well. When you're reading these scriptures, put yourself in those scriptures.
Amen.
Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John,
Amen.
Who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth,
Amen.
And they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. How many believe
Amen.
That? John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Remember, John is a type of the bride.
Amen.
Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Right,
Amen. He didn't use no one else's blood.
Nope.
In his own blood. What a great God. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for the opportunity to open back the pages of your word. We ask you for first and foremost to forgive us for our sins, Lord. When whatever way we've failed you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you'd cleanse us, Lord, and let's just place it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Help us to receive from your word. Let me say it, lay aside, Lord, and you use my lips to speak to your people, Lord. And Father, may you just continue to be with Brother Dale, Lord. Continue to strengthen him. Strengthen Nanny, Lord God. Bless her, Lord Jesus, and the family, Lord. And Father, all the sick ones amongst us, even those that are traveling, Lord, may you just watch over them. Keep them safe on the roads, and we commit the rest of the service into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. I want to start with this quote here. And I appreciate the brothers bringing those up back there. Brother Branham says in the Revelation of Jesus Christ in 1960, he says, and notice, it also is the consummation of the scriptures, the
yep.
complete consummation.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And it's geographically placed at the right place,
yep.
at the end of the Bible.
Amen.
So he's talking about the book of Revelation is geographically placed at the end of the Bible. Remember, there's two books that Satan hates the most. Which are those two books?
Amen.
It's the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation.
Amen. Right.
Because it exposes Satan in such
Amen.
A way, he hates it.
That's right, brother. Man. Right.
But as Brother Branham said, we love it. We love Revelation, amen?
Yes.
And so not too many people nowadays talk about Revelation, amen? But Revelation is very important in the believer's life.
Yeah, amen.
Because you can be reading the scriptures physically and not really know what
right.
it's saying.
Right.
I mean, you can read Matthew chapter 28:19 that says, go ye into all the world, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and that's what you go do. But in reality, that is not what Jesus was telling you to do. Because Peter later on, and several days later, he completely disobeys, supposedly, what Jesus had told him to do. He baptizes all of them 3,000 in the name of Jesus. So, and Jesus had given him the keys to the kingdom. And there, yeah, he goes to disobeying Jesus Christ. The word then would be in confusion. But that's the thing is that we need revelation when
Amen.
We read the word.
Amen.
And revelation only comes by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's why
Amen.
It's so important for us to know. Sister Susan, so good to see you.
Yes.
That's why it's so important to know that we have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That you are truly born again.
Amen.
Because if you are not, you will not understand the scriptures. And you will see it as just a common old book. And you won't think about revelation in the way
yep,
that
right.
you do when revelation is prevalent
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Amen. And revelation is very important in a believer's life. Amen.
Amen.
So the quote continues saying, and it's geographically placed at the right place at the end of the Bible. The revelation of the whole thing placed back here with a blessing to who reads it and hears it. So if you can't read, amen, you're blessed to hear. And if you can't hear, you're blessed to read. Praise God, there's no excuse. With a curse to them that'll add to or take away. It's the complete canon. Oh, the absolute.
That's right.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
Nothing can be added to it. And watch this. And when a man tries to take anything away from it or add anything to it, God said he'd take the same part out of the book of life.
Right.
See?
Yes.
He would take his part from the book if he added to it. Therefore, when we see the manifold revelation of our Lord, who he is, what he is, if any person shall add something to that or take
Amen.
Anything away from it, it's a false prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So when you read a scripture and you look at it and you're looking at it through the lens of not revelation, but you start looking at it through your own lens,
right.
you're adding to the word.
Amen.
Or you're taking from the word.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Many have tried to say they had something later than that. But that is the complete revelation of the Lord Jesus in his church age and in his day, a revelation of our Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Continue saying in the revelation of Jesus Christ, the importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be
Amen.
Emphasized.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
It can never be emphasized. This is so important that we live by revelation.
Right.
And we all know this.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
but sometimes we try to put our own thing into it, and then it doesn't work that way. Amen? Revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize. Now, I am not talking about this book of Revelation and you. I am talking about all revelation. It is tremendously important to the church. Amen? We take the example, for example, when Jesus Christ asked the disciples, who did the man say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they all said different things. But then Peter said, thou art the Christ, the
Amen.
Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it was a revelation. Jesus said, on this word, I'll build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Amen. It was a revelation.
He did.
He said, flesh and blood didn't teach it to him, but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ, I mean, Peter, without the new birth, was able to get that. So, it's important. I mean, if it was important even before he had gotten the new birth, how much more now
Amen.
With the new birth?
Amen.
You've got to have revelation in your life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, what is, and Brother Branham continues saying here, the church is built on revelation, on the thus saith the Lord. That was
Amen.
The last part of that
Amen.
Quote. And that's what is built. Now, the word revelation comes from the word apocalipsis.
Yep.
That's how you say it in Spanish.
Right.
So I'm sure that kind of sounds like in Greek as well, right? The Greek and Spanish almost sound alike in many different ways. So I'm saying in Spanish, I'm almost speaking Greek too. Apocalypsis. And it means revelation, to be revealed, to lighten,
right.
to manifestation, coming, and appearing.
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
Praise the Lord. So revelation is something that was previously hidden. But then when if we put a tarp over this and new people are coming in, they maybe not know what it is. But as soon as we take that tarp off,
Absolutely.
Now it's revealed
Amen.
What is under that tarp.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And it's a pulpit.
Right.
And there's no denying it.
That's right. When you see it.
Right. Right. When you see it.
Right. That's right, brother. Yeah.
There is no denying it. You can't unsee what you see.
Right.
That's why I don't understand how people can leave this word.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you leave this word when you've seen it?
No. Yeah.
How can I say this isn't a pulpit when I know that it's a pulpit and I actually came over here and touched it
yeah.
and I see all the attributes of it?
Amen.
You know it's a pulpit because you saw it with your very own eyes.
Amen.
And you know it's the word of God and it's a revelation in your
yeah.
life. You know it's baptism
right.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know it's one God because you saw it with your spiritual eyes.
Amen.
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 And that's a revelation to you.
Yeah, God,
just when I
amen.
Came into the word, amen, into the message, nobody can take me back, amen, from seeing one God.
Lord, no.
That's just ingrained in me
amen.
so
yeah.
much.
Amen.
I can't unsee that.
Amen.
It's hard to.
Amen.
That's a revelation of God. That's what revelation does to you. Amen. So when something pops out to you from the Word. Amen. And I know that each and every one of us, God deals with us in different ways. Some scriptures pop out to us more than others. Amen. It's how God deals with us. But once that pops out to you, I mean, you can't unsee that. It becomes real. That's why it's so important that we take the scripture and we look at it and we give it the importance that it deserves. Because for one, it's the Word of God. And two, I mean, it can become that personal to you. Amen. Sure. And as we're partaking of the Word, amen, we're becoming the Word.
Amen.
Remember that.
Amen.
As we read the Word, we're becoming more like the Word.
Amen.
At least we should be.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Many people just read the scriptures as just, oh, I'm doing my daily devotional for today.
Yeah. Right.
I'll do my 10, 15 minutes and that's about it.
Yep.
And never get up from that chair or wherever they are, from half asleep in the bed, you know, trying to do their devotional on their iPad.
Yeah.
And never get something out of that Word.
Mm-hmm. Right. Come on, brother.
And you just read the Word of God.
Yeah. Right.
That's why we need to ask God for revelation.
Right. Right.
A revelation is important,
amen.
Saints.
Amen.
Amen. Now, even Jesus had to grow in revelation. Did you know that? Look what the scripture says. Amen. I mean, him being having the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelling within him, he didn't know all things. The scripture says that. Oh, that sounds weird. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Brother Branham said that. And the scripture declares that. Look what John 5:19 says. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. So Jesus was walking around here on earth. He couldn't go do something unless he saw it from the Father first. He was human just as much as he was God.
Amen. Right.
But that human element was working there. Amen. So he didn't know all things in the human,
right.
in the
amen.
Human part.
Right.
But when God came on the scene,
amen,
he knew what he was doing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because remember, he had to be a type for us.
Right. Yes, he did.
He had to be an example for us.
Right.
Us now with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Us
right.
now, amen, with the Son of Man inside of us. Amen.
Yes. Right, brother, man.
He had to exemplify that first.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? And so that's how we work. We are not going to move unless the scripture tells us so.
Right. Amen.
We can't move unless the scripture shows us first.
Right, brother.
And that was the same thing with God, with Jesus. He couldn't move. He couldn't go see the heal blind Bartimaeus or go talk to the woman at the well unless God showed him first.
Right. Amen.
Then he could say, I must go needs yeah. by go by Samaria.
Right, man.
I believe God showed him.
Amen. Sure.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
So that's the same thing with you and I. John 15:15. Henceforth I call you not servants, but for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, right. but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
Right.
So all things.
Mm-hmm.
All things. Of course, there was more things to come
amen.
Later on.
Yeah,
so it wasn't all things there, but everything that he knew
right.
at the time, he wanted to share it with
amen.
His disciples
right.
and with us. Matthew 11:27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And no man knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will yep. reveal him.
Amen.
Amen. Now, see, he was limited in what he knew at that time. Amen. But when he came up out of the grave on that third day,
amen,
he said, all power
amen.
Is given unto
amen.
Me, both in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
Amen. He knew all things
amen.
Then. And that same power he gives to you
amen.
And I, saints.
Right, amen.
Amen. Via the Holy Spirit, amen. You have that same power, amen, in this hour.
Amen.
To know exactly what you want, what he wants done with his word.
Amen.
Praise God. Now I know there's a time, amen, that adoption, amen, has to come in part.
Sure.
And that's definitely a time when you know all things.
Right, brother,
amen. You're a Superman then.
Amen.
And we're coming to that, amen. But the spirit
amen.
Of adoption is working in us right
amen.
Now.
Yes.
Amen. And even if it's in a little portion, amen,
it's
still God.
All right.
And we still can tap into it.
Yeah.
Amen. We still can tap in that same Holy Ghost. We still can tap into that same God. Amen. Lord, what should I do with this situation? Lord, what my children, this situation, this, that, and that. You tap into what God has already given you. Into that power. Oh, no, I'll just do it in the millennium. It'll be too late then. Amen. He wants you to tap into it now. Amen. Because you have the power, because he said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And are you part of the revelation of Jesus Christ? You are part of his body. You are flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life. Amen. So everything that he owns, you own. I mean, I gave the example this weekend of my wife. I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And when I get married to Christine, amen, everything that I owned when I was single belonged to her now. I could not keep my own bank account anymore. Yeah, you're not supposed to. Because that causes problems. That actually causes temptations. To go do things with your own money that you're not supposed to be doing. So everything that was mine and everything that was hers, we joined together into one. So my table is her table. My bed is her bed. My car is her car. Everything that I own is mine. But people nowadays don't think that way. They think, oh, I better be careful. I just don't fully trust him or her. So I don't know if we should do that or not.
Come on, brother.
What are you thinking? Why'd you get married then?
That's right.
To get divorced?
Brother.
Amen. You're not unsure of what you're doing.
Right.
But when you're sure of what you're doing, amen, you join up everything. Amen. Everything that is his is mine. Everything that's mine belongs to her.
Amen. Right.
I have full confidence with her. I can give her a debit card, and I know she ain't going to spend it at Sears or wherever she likes to go. She's not a shopper. She's not much of a shopper. But I can just have confidence in her, knowing she ain't going to go overspend my money. Jesus Christ has the same confidence in you and me. When you're fully born, when you're fully part of his body. When you've really joined up with him and fully part of that revelation, amen, he can have confidence in you.
Amen.
Give you the checkbook.
Yeah.
You write the check.
Amen.
Praise God. Because everything belongs to him.
Amen.
Even the cattle on a thousand hills.
Yep.
He said.
Amen.
He ain't poor.
No.
Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we walk around in a poor man's mentality, though.
Yeah, we do, brother.
Like I gotta walk like this because I gotta be humble.
Come on, babe.
You know, God saved me, and Christ has given you the power over all power of the enemy. And we walk around like we're defeated.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right, let me get off that now. Now, so Jesus didn't know all things, but let's see what Brother Brandon said. He said. Now, in the revelation of Jesus Christ, he continues saying, now, I said that this book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus and what he is doing in the church for the seven ages.
Yep.
It is a revelation because the disciples themselves didn't know these recorded truths. It had not been previously revealed to them. You remember that they came to Jesus in the book of Acts and asked him, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
Yep.
And he said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. Those men were still thinking of Jesus having an earthly kingdom. Because they were Jews and they were wanting the Romans to be stomped out. So when they were looking for the Messiah, they were thinking that the Messiah was going to come and just trod them out and stomp them on out of Jerusalem. But that's not what Jesus, the Messiah, came to do. He wasn't starting an earthly kingdom. He was starting a heavenly kingdom first. Amen. The earthly kingdom comes later after the spiritual kingdom is established first. That's the foundation. But it was a spiritual kingdom that he was going to build. Even he could not tell them about his place in it. Watch it. Look at that. Even he could not tell them about his place in it, for the Father had not revealed it unto him. Very interesting.
But now, after his death and resurrection, and at this particular time in his mediatorial ministry, he is able to set forth here in this revelation of himself to John what his glory and presence in the church would mean and do. That's why in the book of Revelations that we just read there in chapter 1, we read the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yep, right.
Jesus Christ had a revelation. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
And we are part of that revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so if Jesus had all power both in heaven and earth, and if we were in him when he died and rose again, then why are we not now manifesting the same power that he has? Think about that. Let me read that again. I wrote this down. So if Jesus had all power both in heaven and earth, which we know he does, because he declared it when he resurrected, right? And if we were in him when he died and rose again, then why are we not now manifesting that same power that he has? Amen. Because remember, the children of Israel, they were given the land before they actually possessed the land. Right? The children of Israel were promised, even to Abraham, many years before, they were promised that they would inhabit a land that was flowing with milk and honey. And so that land belonged to them. Praise God. It's the same thing with us in this hour, saints. Amen. We are promised this land. We are promised a body change. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we don't see it right now. We don't see it, but we're getting there,
amen.
Is where the way it says. Amen.
Amen.
Little by little, amen. Whatever's inside is manifesting on the outside. It don't look like it. You think it looked like it when the children of Israel were walking through the wilderness and having to march around the walls of Jericho? And it didn't look like that they were, they seemed, probably felt like they were slaves.
Yeah.
Why is God telling us to march around the wall? We just did it yesterday.
Yeah.
We got to do it again?
Yeah,
you got to do it again.
Yeah, right.
And you're going to do it tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
You're going to go to church Wednesday, and you're going to go to church next Sunday, and you're going to go to church. You're going to continue doing, remember, the mundane. Until the mundane becomes a reality.
Amen.
Until something happens.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, this is boring. But that's what God said to do. Through Joshua, who is our Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yep.
Joshua is a type of the Holy Ghost, right?
Amen. That's right.
And that's what Joshua commanded. But you know what? They kept going. And they kept going. And it's the same thing with us. Amen. But they had that promise there in their forefront.
Yep.
You know, maybe one of them, maybe they'd be marching. And they'd probably, you know, just marching around goodness great, look at them, they're over there looking at us.
Yeah,
right. I bet you them young people, they're probably like,
yeah, come on, man,
this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there following my mom and dad right here. Look at them over there making fun of me.
Yeah.
But then something just comes in their mind and they're thinking, but you know what? I believe God.
Yeah.
God said to Abraham, our father Abraham, that he would give us this land.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think God lies. So I'm just going to keep going.
Yep.
And they're getting rotten tomatoes thrown at them and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But they still kept moving. You know what, saints? That's like you and me in this day.
Right.
Amen. We get spiritual rotten tomatoes thrown at us. Right. Amen. By the way, you sisters dress.
Yep.
You get all kinds of things said to you. Amen. You believe that? Yeah, I believe that.
Amen.
Because God said so.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's produced a change in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person I used to be. Amen. Something's happened in my life.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll just keep marching. Amen. Until something happens. Amen.
Glory.
Until something happens.
Amen. Amen. That's it.
Because God said so.
Amen.
And I know that he can't lie.
Yeah. Amen.
And you know, I like the thing that Brother Dale always used to say. Amen. You test a revelation or you test a doctrine by your new birth.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Look at your life.
Right.
Look where you've been and look where you are.
Yeah.
Right. Look, has there been a change in your life? You're not the same person that you used to be
right,
10 years ago, 15
Amen.
Years
right.
ago, 20
Amen.
Years ago. Something took place.
Amen.
where one time you liked to do these things and you enjoyed being vulgar and just enjoying the world. But now something happened where you don't like to do that anymore.
Amen.
You know?
Right.
Amen. God's working in you.
Amen.
God's made a change. And I can imagine the children of Israel just walking around and marching around the walls of Jericho thinking like this. Amen. But that's why aren't we manifesting that same power right now? Amen. We're growing into the stature of a perfect
Amen.
Man.
Right, brother, man.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the we are given the Spirit, amen, as a down payment. Right?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is given to us as a down payment. Amen.
Right.
And the down payment, amen, it lets you get the car.
Yeah. Right.
It lets you bring the car from the lot.
Right.
Those of us who make car payments, you know. I don't like them. But just giving it as an example. Amen. The down payment allows you to move into the house.
Right?
Right? Allows you to enjoy the benefits. But in reality, that house doesn't belong to you just yet. And neither does that car. Amen? You got to keep paying. You got to continue paying your way. You got to continue doing what you're supposed to do. Amen? And eventually, you'll get the title. Amen? Praise God. And so God's given us a down payment. Amen? It's working inside. Amen? But it's got to take this constant, amen, moving and reading, studying, meditating. Amen? Living the life of Christ. Praying. Amen? Praise God, and eventually it will become, one day, oh my goodness, I'm, praise the Lord, and start doing that dance and singing the way Brother Jewel, that song that he sings. One day I'm going to, yeah, won't it be a time, amen? Praise the Lord. Amen, that body change is coming, saints. And it's not the Bible talks about it. So it's not a fairy tale. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now let's move on. I said I wasn't going to keep y'all. I'm having fun though. Christ is revealed in his own word. Brother Branham says, now the same thing is this. If you are a son of God, and if I am a son of God or a daughter of God, we were in God at the beginning. All right? And when Jesus became, watch that now. And when Jesus became the fullness of the word. That's interesting, that wording there. Then we were in him, germ form.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that he didn't come God as God. When he came here out to earth, the Bible declares him that he was God.
Amen?
Amen.
Right.
How does Isaiah say it? Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So otherwise, then Isaiah was lying then,
right.
If he wasn't God. He was God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But again, Jesus, the Bible says that he grew in revelation and stature.
Right. Amen.
Just like you and me are growing. Amen.
Amen.
So that, I believe, is what Brother Branham is referring to. And when Jesus became the fullness of the word, then we were in him, germ form. When he was crucified, we was crucified in his body.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Amen.
Amen. In the eternal life there. Amen. When he arose from the dead, we rose with him.
Amen.
Amen. We were not physically attached to him. No. Amen.
Right.
But in spiritually speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother.
That's why we are now, amen, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And now since we have recognized it, now we sit together with him. There goes Brother Bram saying it. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See? For if we are sons and daughters of God, we are God's children.
Amen.
Then we are attributes of
Amen.
God.
Right, right.
Now, the key thing there is if we are sons and daughters of God,
mm-hmm.
then we are God's attributes.
Right.
Amen. Then we were God eternal life.
Yep.
And God is the only eternal life there is.
Right.
Then we were in him from the beginning. We were in him from the beginning. And when Jesus became all that word, there he says that phrase again, then we were a part of him then.
Amen.
Amen? There you are. When that's in there, there is no devil, no powers, no nothing can ever move it. That's the tie post of the soul.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yep. Right.
Amen? So we were in him. Amen? We weren't manifested physically, no.
Nope.
But we were in his thinking. Otherwise, that he wouldn't have gone to do what he did right. for us. Amen. Amen. We were in him when he was crucified. We were Amen. In him when he rose from Amen. The dead. Right. Amen.
Yes.
And then in another script place, he says, but his soul is his germ that, well, let me just read that. From the Laodicean church age, naked, blind, miserable, don't even know it. See, it's out. It's that anointed with the real spirit. See, that Holy Spirit can fall upon a man in his spirit, but his soul is his germ.
Yes.
That germ is the word.
Right, man.
Amen.
Brother, man.
I like that. But his soul is his germ.
Amen.
And that germ is the word.
Right,
amen.
Brother,
that's
man.
The word is the seed. Praise
man.
God.
Right.
And we all know this, and Brother Wade, he's been covering this lately with regards to the seed. Amen. There is no other seed but the Word. There is no other seed but the Word of God. Amen. And when that's planted in you, amen, that has to take life. Only if it's watered by the same type of the same water. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I don't know if the brothers, I sent them a picture, but I don't know. If they got it or not, if they were able to copy it over or not. We're looking at because Revelation comes in layers, amen.
Sure, right.
Praise God. There's the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got it. Good. And so we see that the tabernacle had multiple layers, amen.
Amen.
And each layer, you can go back and read. It represented different things, amen. But it was as you would. You would peel those layers back, amen. You would see what was further under and amen. Under and closer to what the tabernacle was really housing, amen.
Right. Right.
Praise the Lord Jesus. And so Revelation comes in layers, amen.
Amen. Yes.
The more, it's like an onion peel, like Brother Wade has said before, amen. It's the more you peel back, amen, the more you see of what's inside,
right.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Praise God. So. That is what the tabernacle and the people out there in the world didn't know what was inside, amen, because of all those layers.
Nope. Right,
amen. But the high priest, amen, he knew what was in there. Because he had a personal revelation of what he saw. What he knew exactly what was in there. And that's what we need to do, amen, in this hour, amen. Be able to go back into that holies of holies and have a true experience with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To really know him beyond the shadow of the doubt that you've met him and that you know that
amen.
He is. Praise God.
Amen.
Young people, it's important in this hour, amen, that you
amen.
Know beyond the shadow of
Absolutely.
Doubt that you are born again.
Amen.
That you are truly,
yes.
amen, sealed by the Holy Spirit. That
right.
that you really know that the scriptures, you are part of that word, amen?
Right.
And that word is in you. And it's not just a routine or it's
no.
not just,
right,
I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? But it's something, it's a reality,
amen?
Amen? Praise
right.
God.
Amen.
So what is the revelation of Jesus Christ? Now, I know I apologize for reading a lot of quotes this evening, but. I think I haven't been reading much lately, so I'm making up for today.
Amen.
The prophet says here, so the Bible is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. And it was wrote by prophets,
yep.
Hebrews 1:1. And God, who in sundry times spake to the yep. fathers by the prophets, we know that. And let's continue here. Jesus was Malachi.
Yep.
Jesus was Jeremiah, Isaiah,
Amen.
Elijah.
Amen.
All that they were in him.
Amen.
I didn't say it, Brother Brown said.
Amen.
All that they were, because why? When they would prophesy about Jesus Christ, amen. Brother Brown says in one point, they were building the body of Jesus.
Right.
Amen. They were bringing up, amen, to eventually Jesus Christ would come into manifestation the way he did.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So it was Jesus through Malachi.
Amen.
Now, we know that they didn't have the Holy Spirit, and they could not have the Holy
That's
Spirit
right.
like you and I
right.
have it today. But it was still the Spirit of God prophesying
right.
through them. Because
right.
it wasn't their word.
Right.
It was God's
right.
word. Jesus was Malachi. Jesus was Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah. All that they were in him.
Right.
All and all that you are and all I am is in him.
Right.
I like this. Words, witnesses of the word.
Amen.
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 I want to be that. Amen. I want to be word bought. I want to be word owned. I want to be. I want to be a witness of the word.
Amen.
Not a witness of the world.
That's right, brother. Right.
Witness of the word.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So it is not a book of systems, a code, moral ethics. Neither is it a history book or a book of theology. It is not. But it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. God himself revealed from word to flesh. That's what it is. The Bible is the word, and God is the flesh.
Yep.
God in the word, rather, and Jesus being the flesh. It's the revelation how God the word was manifested in human flesh and revealed to us. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You can't be a witness of something if you don't know what it is.
Amen.
Amen. You can't be a witness that you saw this pulpit here today if you didn't see it. Amen. You can't be a witness of an experience in your life when you really haven't had that experience.
Right?
And the world out here is thirsting to see Jesus Christ. I believe that with all my heart. But when you haven't seen him or have experienced him with your own life, you can't be a witness of that. It's hard. Now you're a witness of what you know. If you know basketball, or if you know drawing, or if you know cooking, or if you know that, you can be a witness of that because you know that.
Right.
You experienced it, and you know how to do it. You know how to handle it.
Right.
You know how to chop onions in the way that don't make you cry.
Yeah.
You know how to bake cupcakes, and you know how to do those things. And you can teach someone how to do it. But when you haven't experienced it, I couldn't teach someone how to make cupcakes because I've never done it.
Right, brother, man.
I can make some French toast.
Yeah.
I learned that in home economics in sixth grade. But I can teach you how to make French toast. I can teach you how to make some scrambled eggs and boil some water. And I could do multiple things in the crock pot too. Let the crock pot do all the cooking.
There you go.
I can chop some stuff and put it in there. But see, I could teach you that because I've experienced it, right? But you can't when you haven't experienced it. And so, you know, I'm talking to the young people, but it's for all of us, amen. You can't really explain to people out here what it is to be born again if you really haven't been born again. What it is to have an experience with God and met the Savior for myself and have an experience with the Word of God and a revelation
Amen.
In my life when you really don't have that revelation.
Right, brother, man.
It's tough.
Yep.
But that's what God is calling us to.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Right,
so God is going to manifest himself in flesh in this hour, saints.
Amen.
Amen. Through the Son of Man, amen. The Son of Man will manifest himself once again.
Amen.
And I believe he's doing it even now.
Amen.
Amen. The ministry of the Son of Man. He's going to have witnesses in this hour.
Yes, he will.
He's going to have witnesses that know what they're talking about.
Right.
Because they have experienced the revelation of Jesus Christ for themselves.
Amen.
Amen. What Branham says here in Christ, the mystery of God revealed, and we're almost through. Now, in these last days, he has promised to manifest himself in the fullness again. What? In the fullness
Amen.
Of his flesh, in spirit. See, for as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And upon earth today, I'm just kind of skipping around, but he says, and upon earth today, he has manifested himself in the human bodies. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Our human bodies that he has called and done exactly the same thing he done in sundry times and in the times of his flesh upon the earth.
Yep.
And doing the same thing today, because God in sundry times spoke to the fathers through the prophets in this last days through his Son, Jesus Christ. See, the Son being revealed in the last days, God manifested in human flesh, setting just before Sodom's destruction, the end of the Gentile world. You see it? There's three manifestations. Amen?
Right.
So God in this hour, amen, he's going to manifest himself again through the ministry of the Son of Man. Amen?
Amen.
He can't do anything without your flesh.
Right. Amen.
He needs you.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. He's done his part. But he saved the part for you and me to do in this hour. He did what he did to do. Now you've got to do something about it. Because remember, let's just take it in the physical. My wife is my helpmeet. I'm just using my wife this tonight.
And,
because she is. Oh my. She helped me multiple times coming to church today. It was driving. Dozing off. Luis. She's my helpmeet. Helps me stay alive. But let's take it, for example, what was I going with that? Yeah, help me. That she's my helpmeet. I mean, I can't do it without her. Amen. And so Jesus is the same thing. He can't do it without your body.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
And we have to be in one accord.
Amen.
In order to get things taken care of.
Right, brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now I know that doesn't happen all the time. But for the most part, we're in one accord. Amen.
Amen.
To run things around the house. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And same thing with the word. Amen. You can't perform the word of God if you're not in agreement with the word.
Right. Amen.
If you don't see it in the Word, I just can't really do that because I don't. It's not been revealed to me. Then you won't do it,
right.
And there'll be a problem.
Yep.
You see,
right.
Just like baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can't do that because I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you really want to see it, you ask God to show you.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, if I'm missing something, you help me.
Yep.
I want to be right.
Amen.
I want to be right.
Amen.
And I believe with that attitude, God shows us what's right.
He will.
Because he promised that he would lead us and guide us unto all truth.
Amen.
But he's not going to force you unto all truth. He's not going to push you unto all truth.
Right.
You have to be willing to want to all truth.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
So it's a willingness there that we need to have as well. So things can't run, amen, according in our home properly, or I can't walk. How can two walk together unless it be agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you can't do it.
Nope.
So when you don't have that relationship with the Word, then you can't manifest the Word the way you should.
Amen.
Praise God. These are basic things. We all know this, amen. Now the next thing happens is when it's all gathered up unto that one person, Jesus Christ, bride and body, at the physical return of the Lord Jesus, making his three times when he was brought on earth, killed, crucified, raised up, manifesting himself in the form of his body, which is his bride, the woman. You get it? She is part of his body. And the bride today is taken out from the body of Christ, which is acting and doing just exactly like he said it would do. For this day, the bride, the queen, king, and the queen, Brother Brandon says.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So there's the joint heir and joint heir. Amen.
Right. Right.
Queen has just as much right as the king does.
Yep. Right.
Just as much power. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So let's go back to Revelation chapter 1, and we're finishing off here. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Amen. So Jesus Christ had to come to this as well.
Right.
Praise God.
Yep.
Now you think about it, saints. You think about it. Think about this. Him being human and in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't want to die. He didn't want to go through what he knew he had to do.
Right,
humanly speaking. Because out of his mouth, amen, he expressed, Lord, take this cup away from me. In other words, I don't want to go through this.
Right.
And neither one of us want to go through the hardships of Christianity.
Yeah.
If we really knew what it was to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Right, brother.
You know, in churches out here, they'll tell you, oh, Christianity is just, it's wonderful when you come to the Lord Jesus. Oh, like Brother Wade says, all your bills will get paid and your dog will never pee in your house.
Yeah.
And you'll always have money in the bank and you'll always, you know.
Come on, brother. That's right. Nope.
Christianity's awesome that way.
Yeah.
You know? Because you have a dog, right? Christianity is fun that way, amen? But you see, Jesus went through the same thing, kind of like us.
Right, man.
He was battling his own self, too. Because
right,
he didn't want to die.
Nope.
He didn't want to. I can imagine maybe he knew what kind of death he was to suffer. He saw it. And so, imagine yourself knowing how you're going to die.
Yeah.
But yet,
right.
You have to go do it.
Yeah. Right.
Because you have a people dependent upon you.
Amen.
You have a people that is part of you.
Right.
That are going to obtain the same power that you are obtaining in that hour. That are going to be overcomers just as you are overcome, just as Jesus was overcoming in that hour.
Right. Amen.
Right.
And I bet you that was just pulling him.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So when he died, amen, he was thinking of you.
Amen.
The whole time.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
He said, I'd do that. He wasn't doing it for himself.
Nope.
But Abraham said that he could have called a legion of thousands of angels to come rescue him, and he never did. He had the power to do so.
Sure.
But the whole time he had Brother Don in mind.
Amen.
Sister Susan in mind.
Amen.
Amen. Each and every one of you in mind.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thinking, I know they need this.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
They need me to go through this. I don't want to do this, but I've got to do this.
Yep.
And you know, when you come to a point, amen, where you're forgetting more about yourself, where the world now today is more thinking about themselves. It's more about me, 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 me.
Yep.
Jesus, towards the end, was thinking less of himself.
Right.
And so much that the world said, the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
And the Bible says that he died for many.
Amen.
Now, he died for the whole world. We know that, but we know the whole world wouldn't receive him.
Right.
That's why the Bible words it that way. He died for many.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm part of that many.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
I can say you and I, amen, are part of that
amen.
Many. Amen. That, Lord
amen.
Jesus, I couldn't do it without you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God.
True,
amen. So the actual revelation of Jesus Christ has been in the Word all this time and given unto us, yet we still didn't have the revelation of it for ourselves. I mean, the Word has always been here.
Right. Right.
Amen. You just needed to shine light upon it.
Amen.
Praise God. Many, many, many people have read this Bible from front and back many, many times in their life and never saw the things that we see today. Because it wasn't time yet. Didn't de-Christianize them. Amen. But it wasn't time, amen. God had to shine light upon the Word in this day in a certain way, amen. That the words are not just words on a page, but they're popping up now in our living through us, amen. Because God's gonna have a bride,
He is. Amen.
And not a bride manifesting His Word,
amen.
A living Word bride.
Absolutely.
Praise God. So. Let's just quickly go to Revelation chapter 10, and then we'll read this, and then we'll finish off here. Oh my goodness, look at the time. Revelation chapter 10, I love this scripture. 10, 11, oh 10 and 10, 10, 10. Now you can read this whole chapter yourselves, but it says here, this is John. And I took the little book, because the angel had told him, take the book and eat it.
Yep.
It'll be sweet when you first eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to be a Christian at first. Oh, I feel the Lord. Oh, my, it's so wonderful to feel the presence of God and the shouting and the jumping. And that's lovely and that's wonderful.
Right.
But now it's time for you to live that on Monday.
Right.
When you go to work. And you're walking around and at your job and you're listening to all the cussing and customers, griping about their hamburger and all this and that. What are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
That word was sweet, but now it's turning bitter now.
Right.
Right? So the angel tells him, and he says, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Yep.
Amen. That's what happens with the word.
Amen.
As the word is moving,
amen,
trying to work through your life.
Yes.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy.
Yes, amen.
Thou must.
Mm-hmm.
You must prophesy again,
amen,
before many peoples and nations,
yes,
and tongues and kings.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So you've got to take this word. You must take this word.
Amen.
And prophesy. And prophesy isn't just prophesying like a prophet.
Yep.
Amen. But if you look at that word prophecy, amen, it's like the word preaching. Amen. It's living out your life. Amen.
Right, right.
Living out what you've heard. Living out the revelation before others. Amen. You sisters can prophesy.
Amen.
In your home, you're prophesying.
Right.
You young people can prophesy. In your school or wherever you are, you prophesying through the way you live.
Right, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Because we are 11th hour workers in this hour. Amen. So you must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Yes, amen. Right.
This word isn't just to be hidden. This word wasn't just for John to swallow it and just leave it there and that's it.
No,
it must go forth. It
amen.
Must be shown. Amen.
Yes, that's right, brother.
It must come to manifestation.
Yes.
All right. Let's just finish up with this last quote. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Let's have the musicians come. Let's stand to our feet. His body will do the works that he promised, like in Mark 16 and so forth.
Right.
His body was not held in the grave, but was recognized with him in the resurrection.
Yep.
Do you get it? Then the body of his believing children will not be held in the grave,
amen,
when he comes, but will be recognized with him. Because he died for the purpose to resurrect his bride,
amen,
the body.
Yep.
Amen. Right. Recognized because it is his body,
amen,
because it's the word.
Right.
And remember, wherever the head goes, that's where the body goes.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
His word, which he is, has begun to be risen. Man, the word that down through the age of Luther, Wesley, see, has began to raise up to its power. There it began to move. Then it moved a little more. Now it's coming up to an identification. You see, it's moving up and it's becoming to an identification. Amen? Praise God. Now to the life in the body is a vindication of the rapture is at hand. When you see the headship and the body becoming one, and the fullness of the measure of his manifestation shows that the body is about ready to be received to the headship.
Amen.
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 And I don't know if they have the picture up, but of the stature of the perfect man. I love that picture. I don't know if they could blow it up a little more. But that is what the stature of a perfect man should be. And that is what your life, amen, little by little is manifesting. And it's got to come to a head. And that head should come back to what was first given to you at faith.
Right. Amen.
It's Jesus Christ at the foundation. Jesus Christ is the head.
Right.
The whole thing is Jesus Christ.
Right.
So it's Christ manifesting through your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So it's the revelation of Jesus Christ reveals who you are.
Right.
And this is what it's supposed to produce.
Absolutely. Amen.
It's supposed to produce him.
Yes.
Not supposed to produce you. It's supposed to produce him.
Amen.
Oh, it feels good. I know. Oh, thank God for the revelation of Jesus Christ. It reveals who my position and what I can do. No, but it goes back to what he is.
Right. Amen.
So, yes, it reveals who you are, but what your purpose is in the body.
Right. Amen.
Because remember, we don't do nothing without the head saying so first.
Right. Amen.
And the head is the word.
Amen.
Then my arm moves. Because my head said so.
Yep, right.
Right? Then my finger is wiggling because my brain is telling it to move.
Right.
It's all coming from here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Right.
And that's the same thing with you and I, saints. You don't move unless the word says so.
Right.
Sometimes we get in trouble, and you see it throughout your lives. Those have been in this walk for a long time. Man have gotten in trouble because they move ahead, try to move ahead of God. You know, when you try to move ahead of the plan of God, you end up getting in trouble. And where are those men now? You don't hear much about them anymore. I'm not de-Christianizing them. I believe that they wanted to go to heaven just like you do. But their doctrines and the things that they tried to accumulate on their own, it never amounted to anything. And it never perfected a bride. Because we are still here. There are many people still desiring more of the word. So if what they had was so wonderful, and why is people still wanting more? Because that wasn't it. Again, it takes the mundane daily routine of living out this word and growing in that stature. Yeah, you're going to fall. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to take two steps forward and then one step back. That's okay. Repent, get up. A true soldier gets up, repents, and keeps moving forward. He doesn't stay there on the ground walling around because the captain, amen, is coming out there. Get up, boy. You're a soldier. You're in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
You're supposed to be fighting.
Amen.
No, I failed. Get up, boy. He ain't gonna have it.
Right. Amen.
His word won't have it.
That's right. Amen.
So no excuses in this hour. No, amen. I've got heaven to go to.
Yeah.
I hope you come with me.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's sing something, Brother John. A clean heart. Yeah, I need a prayer. I'm more than glad to pray with you.
Come and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore
to him one more time.
Create in me a clean heart.
Oh, is that your heart's desire? Lord, renew a right spirit within me.
And renew a right spirit within me.
God bless you, saints.
Bring it right into his presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Give our brother a good hand. That was wonderful. Good job. I tell you, it just gets gooder and gooder. It may be bitter to have to live it, but it is sweet as honey.
Amen.
It did taste sweet.
Yes,
so there's a sweetness there somewhere.
Amen.
We just got to find it.
Amen.
And when we live it out, it just become, as the song says, sweeter as the day goes by.
Yeah.
Now, can you say that?
Amen.
Sweeter than you started.
Amen.
Yes. Because we're one day home, closer to home.
Amen.
We're one day from the body change.
Amen.
We're one day from when there's a time when all this will be over. You won't have to worry about it. You won't have to worry about heartaches and troubles and trials. It'll all be over.
Amen.
So just keep persevering. Just keep going. Keep pushing. I like what Brother Louis said. You know, you think of all the 2 or 3 million people that were walking around Jericho, and yeah, there was some, because remember, there was a mixed multitude. There were some grumblers in there. And every congregation, I'm sorry, never mind. In every congregation, you got different people. Okay? So there was grumblers in the crowd, and there was, like Louis says, like, hey, man, come on, this is got a little mundane. But if Joshua, which was a type of the Holy Ghost, they did what he said.
Right.
And they saw the fruit of that labor.
Yeah.
They didn't just walk and then just nothing happened. No, they was walking towards something.
Yeah.
And maybe some of them got converted after the seventh day, and they went 7 times around, and I bet they were really tired.
Yeah.
But like Louise said, they went to church on Wednesday, Sunday. Wednesday and Sunday. Wednesday and Sunday. Read your Bible and study and pray. Read your Bible, study and pray. They got something. They got what they went there for. You know what? And they got an impossibility. It was impossible. They could have not. There was no dynamite at the time. There was no bulldozers. There was no RPGs to knock that wall down. It was so thick they could run chariot races around it, and people actually lived on the wall. But those people did exactly what Joshua said.
Yeah.
The Lord spoke to Joshua and said, hey, all right, now, everybody get your shovel. No, he didn't say that. He said, on that seventh day, you shout. A voice. A voice came up. And I bet those people were like, man, they're rebelling. They're tired of it now. They're just screaming. And then all of a sudden, the wall started crumbling. The ground opened up, sucked that thing into the ground, and the children of Israel didn't even have to climb over the rubble. They just walked straight over the top of that thing and took over. And that's what we're doing. We're going around and around that wall of Jericho. And remember, they never rebuilt Jericho back. There's a place there, but they never built that wall back. Why? Because when God knocks a wall down, it's done. It's finished. So just pray for Brother Luis. That was a good job today. Good job tonight. Remember prayer service on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and then we'll have regular services on Sunday. But if some of you that, I know a lot of you are not going to be here, but for those of you that are going to be here for our meeting in July, if they'll pull it up on the screen, we're going to have, it's going to be a catered meal, and we'll pay for it. But what they're going to do is they're going to set up outside in a trailer with the food. Now, what you got to do is you've got to, I don't know if you can read that or not, but this is every person that's going to be here that Sunday, every person, little, Maya, you too, every child, every individual that's going to eat with us that day has to fill one of these out. All right? Everybody with me? All right? We're going to have hamburgers, cheeseburgers, bacon burgers, and that's an example. Whatever you get, circle it. Circle all the condiments. Or you can have chicken strips, but you can only have one. You can't have 3 hot dogs or 3 hamburgers or hamburgers and chicken tenders. No. You either want a hot dog, you either want a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger, mushroom Swiss, or a hot dog. But you can have all those toppings you want. And then you can have fries, cheese fries, or chili cheese fries. I know some of you can't read that, but you've been given your sheet as you walked in the door. So if you're going to be here to get something to eat, and you're going to have to put your name down. Don't put a direct family. It's got to be John, Alicia, and girls, and then if little John comes too. So anyway, every person, if you don't, you won't get an order because they're pre-making the orders. And it's something that we're trying, and they did a real good job on another time for us, so we're going to let them. Well, actually, they did the banquet, the Valentine's banquet, and did a real good job with that. So we're going to, this is July the 4th, hamburgers, cheeseburgers. We ain't eating steak. We're going to have hamburgers, cheeseburgers. The church will supply the bottled water, so don't worry about circling that. If you want any of those other ones, though, sweet tea, unsweet tea, Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, bottled water will be for the church will be providing that. Also, the church will be providing the dessert. All right, so you won't have to worry about the dessert. But hamburgers, cheeseburgers, whichever one you want, circle them, and then turn them in by next Wednesday. Because this thing's coming up in a few weeks. By next Wednesday, so we need them a week from tonight. So you got this coming weekend. We'll announce it this weekend. And then you've got Wednesday night to turn these in. Make sure you put your name down. All right? Family, Roberts. Name, Richard. All right? So that's his. That's what Richard's having. So y'all know what Richard's going to have. I guess, or unless that's an example. But just remember the prayer service on Saturday night. Sunday will be a regular service. Just keep all these in prayer that are going different places. Brother Bob will be at Brother Larry Harris this weekend. And let's just keep them in prayer. These ministers going out ministering. We appreciate there being open doors. And he had a real good time this weekend. Brother Jason Watkins, we heard and saw. You can look at it online if you want to. Bethel Tabernacle, you can watch Brother Bob. And he got a special treat. Brother Lenny Yance was there. I saw him. He was singing. Don't drop your head. Yeah. Brother Lenuel was there singing. It was Lenuel all the way upside one down the other. So he was cracking jokes and singing songs. That's just the way he is. But it was good to see them all there, and good that we got some good reports. It's always good that we get good reports from our different ministers and all. So just keep the all this in prayer. And the special service coming up July the 1st. At 5 o'clock, Brother Jewel Fournier will be here. Now, we won't have anything to eat that night. We'll just have a regular service at 5 o'clock. Brother Jewel will be here. And then on Sunday morning, we'll have one service. Brother Mike Oltig will be. It'll be a regular service, 9:45. We all going to have to kind of cowboy up because there's going to be a lot of people missing. But I think everybody's kind of got it all pieced together, Brother Joe and different ones. So if not, we need to get everything, make sure everything's taken care of for that weekend. So. We love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you all for getting back and being in service tonight. And we appreciate you. And let's sing that one more time as we dismiss. Create in me. You're dismissed. If you want to fill these out before you go home, fill it out and hand it back to Sister Lisa or Brother Terrence or me.